This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome in. We are looking this morning at friends from the SRO at Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. Lots going on over there. Sergeant Cox and Sergeant Acton with us this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bart.
Great to have you with us. Big week coming up for you. Next week is a big week for you, I think.
It's been a stressful week, and it's going to get really stressful next week with this golf tournament coming up.
Tell us about that, and is it too late to get into it?
So every year, about 5 years ago, we started to raise money for the special needs kids in our schools and any kids who are needing assistance. We decided what's a way that we can raise funds within the community to give back to the kids. So this is our fifth year doing it, and it's actually our biggest year yet. It technically is too late to join the tournament as I'm fully booked. I think today I have like 59 teams.
Wow.
Signed up, ready to play next Saturday. Of course, we will still take any type of host sponsorships or any items to put in the auction. But it's just a lot of work. It's been stressful, and I think within the next week, it's really going to hit that. What do I have to do next, and make sure everything's done before the tournament starts?
So this is the biggest one yet.
Absolutely.
Wow! Way to go. So both of you have really been working hard on this.
Well, yeah. I would say more so Dustin Cox. Sergeant Cox has, he's kind of spearheaded this thing, has done a great job. He's got a few guys working under him as well. And we all try to contribute when we can, you know, when it gets overwhelming. But he's done a great job. So throwing the kudos out to him, he's done a great job. And a couple other officers, Truby, Samuel Truby, who is the SRO at Stewartsboro, and Glenn Smith is a new guy that we've got on board here in the last year, who's done an outstanding job. And is there anybody else I'm leaving out?
That's pretty much all I had for the last 2 months to help out. So
some great folks at the SRO here in town.
Absolutely.
And for people who are new to town, and we're getting so many new people in, they are not familiar. Every state in the United States, every county in the United States does not have school resource officers. Tell us what that is. And how did we go? We were one of the early ones, I think.
Yeah, I think it was, 1992 is when we
first... 93 was our first year.
93 was when, of course, Truman Jones was a sheriff, and... I think he started with four or five deputies that he put in schools to start the SRO program. And we've done nothing but grow from there. We went from, four? Now we have about 80-some wow. SROs in our division. We have one in every elementary school, one in every middle school, and three in every high school. Once we start hiring more people, we'll have three in every high school.
Wow. And are you're more than police officers walking the beat in a school, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, people don't understand is it's just a division at the Sheriff's Department. So we are deputies. We just chose the route of being there for the kids. To join the SRO division, every day you're around kids, so you better love children. And you better understand when you wake up, your number one job is to protect those kids and people in that building.
We kind of work off of what we call a triad system plus one, where we're first and foremost, we are law enforcement, and we deal with, you know, some law enforcement issues in the schools, not much. And for most part, we have good kids. You know, you got that 1 or 2% you have to kind of stay on. But we also are instructors, and we are informal counselors as well. We may talk with a kid if we see a kid that may be doing some things that's going to get him in trouble or something. We may, you know, talk to him and just kind of encourage them to, you know, watch their behavior. And then we also are peer mentor. The plus one is a peer mentor, where a lot of our SROs spend time after school, whether coaching, they may assist in coaching. They may start some type of club, whether it's a cross-country club, a gardening club, a gaming club, or assist with some other club. I know when I was at Smyrna High School, I did several things. I helped coach wrestling at one time. I did the chess club, things like that. So, you know, just any way that you can be in and around the kids to, you know, show them that, hey, we're here for you. Whatever problems you have, we can help. Whatever questions you have, we can answer or get you in a direction where that answer will be given to you. So we do more than just, you know, be in school. So, but we got 86 grade officers that are out doing their thing, and you know, the parents see it, the faculty and administration of these schools see it, and it's a good program and a valuable program.
Now, one thing we hear so much in the news, and that is security screening. Unfortunately, that's part of our life today. How many of the schools have this elaborate screening system?
That's a great question. I don't know if has the elementary started that. I believe so. Yes. I think every school in the county is going to
really?
The weapons detection system that the schools decided to put in. And we try to make it very clear that the sheriff's department didn't put those in. It was the school systems that put those in. We're just there to assist the school if they need assistance, if they have an issue with a student crossing them. We're there to assist them.
Do you help with the entrance of the kids each morning?
We do not. We try to tell our SROs, as supervisors, I make it very clear to my guys and gals that, you know, your primary job is to be around the school. You cannot be stationary at one location at all the time because something could occur in the cafeteria when you got kids eating breakfast. You still need to be moving. You still need to be seen. We would love for you to be near a couple of those to give high fives to kids in elementary. Just visibility. We just want you visible to the kids when they walk in. The school, each school handles their own weapons detection system, and they run it. If they have any issues, they know they can get on the radio and call for the SRO.
So they're always within a run away.
Absolutely.
Some other part of the school.
Absolutely.
Education is a lot different today, and you see the kids working under different ways, but I would imagine kids are still kids, and that's what you're working to try to let them enjoy their childhood days.
Yeah, and that's something that me and Sergeant Acton here, we used to work together, and we used to always, back in the day, we always laugh and have a good time about, man, can you imagine how we were when we were kids? So you're right. The kids are going to be kids. They're going to do silly stuff. But always, you know, coming over to this division 19 years ago, 18 years ago, it's my job to explain to these kids that you're a kid. You're going to make mistakes. I'm 44 years old, and I'm going to tell you, I make mistakes every day still. We all do.
Everybody
it's part of it. It's the part they have to understand is this learning process. And ownership. Take ownership of your actions and be honest. And we're going to have your back.
Yeah.
Because it's okay.
I think the biggest difference in kids now, they still have the same problems and issues that we had when we were in school. I think the biggest difference is how kids communicate with each other now. It's not verbal. You know, they don't plan ahead like when I was a kid. You know, before we left school, we say, hey, we're going to meet up at the Sonic tonight or whatever and hang out. They don't do it anymore. Most kids could care less if they even get a driver's license now.
I've noticed that. That's strange.
It's all about their phone, how they communicate. And they can stay home and communicate with each other, and they're perfectly fine with that. Now, you still have kids that like to get out and run around, but I think that's the biggest difference is how they communicate with each other and make contact and playing games, you know, on the internet. They can play games with, you know, their friends at school and things of that nature. So it's just that part is different. But I think, you know, you still have kids that, you know, have the, boyfriend girlfriend breakup thing, and you know, my parents are mean and all that stuff, you know, but that's good. I mean, parents should be, you know, mean sometimes and tell their kids no. Sometimes we don't have enough of that, but you know, that's the biggest difference, I think.
Now, you mentioned about communicating with phones. This year, I guess, was the first year that we really saw a change in the use of phones. And with county schools, I think they're saying put them away all day. Don't get them out in between anywhere. If you're on campus, no phone. How is that being accepted? Are the kids, I can imagine how it's being accepted if you say that's the way they communicate. Yeah,
from what I'm hearing, pretty good. I think mm-hmm. some of the kids want that because there is too much and it's distracting from class. I'm sure you have some that, you know, that device in their hands can be very addictive. It's sometimes even stronger than drugs. And they're attached to it, and it's hard for them to put it down. I get that because they're on it all the time. But for the most part, I think it's working out pretty good. I mean, there's no the new law that came out only gave the schools the power to make policy against phones and when they can and can't use it.
So we're seeing kids talking to each other again? I mean, that's sort of novel.
Well, for the most part, I guess if they don't, you know, don't want to get in trouble with the schools, they'll verbally communicate a little more. But I think somewhere along the way, especially in the last, I don't know, 15 years or so, kids have lost the ability to solve problems by talking because it's all on text. I mean, unfortunately, in the past, I've seen fights at school that start, and the kids never say a word to each other. It all started on social media. And they don't even know why they're fighting. They're just, well, he said this, or she said, he said.
Yeah.
And come to find out, 90% of the time, it was somebody else who started it. So those are issues. But I really hope that kids are getting back to the point where they are verbally socializing.
And it's good to do that because you need to prepare them for a successful life in the real world, in the job world.
Right.
I don't think, and I may be out of touch on that also, I don't think that the job world communicates totally with the cell phones. Maybe they do. I don't know whether corporate board members, instead of having board meetings, sit there and send messages to each other.
I don't know much about the corporate world. A lot of it is through, you know, emails and
messaging. You have them Zoom meetings on the computer.
But I would also have to say that in a corporate world, if you're in a meeting, you're going to have to be able to express yourself verbally and what you're trying to do for that corporation in a meeting somewhere, or especially if you're a salesperson or something of that nature, you're going to have to be able to express yourself and the product that you're pushing.
And that's what the phones are hindering you on.
Right.
They're taking you from that.
Yeah. And I've seen, you know, in the past, I've seen state tests where kids have written, where there's a written part of the test, have written out like they're texting. They use, you know, short words and stuff like that instead of writing out. So, I mean, when you have that, that's way too much phone use.
Right, because if you wanted to write an essay or write a letter, a regular letter, your grammar would be horrible because you don't know how to do it.
Exactly.
So, and schools are working on that. And do you have kids come to you with problems like that, or probably bigger problems than that?
Usually the problems we have is a little bit bigger than that. You know, when we grow that rapport with these kids, we're trying to get to know who that kid is, where they're coming from, just to be a support system for that child, no matter if it's elementary or even high school. And once you grow that relationship, they start trusting. And when we get involved, I've seen escrows dig money out of their own pocket to help as needed. And then when you're doing this, as long as me and Sergeant Acton has been doing it, now we've got kids that we were escrows their kids are at the schools that we're at. So now I'm the SRO of their kids. So I feel like a grandpa going into school every day. I'm like, man,
I really do.
Yeah, like I'm getting old because now I'm dealing with little first graders that and they come in, they go, Officer Cox, my mama says you was the SRO. My daddy says he was in your office all the time. Yeah. So it's kind of fun, and that's how you grow that relationship and you grow that rapport with them, with the parents, as well as the children, because you want them to trust you and you want them, the kids to come in and go, I can trust my SRO because I tell him a lot and he helps me through things. So that's what this job's about, is just being a support system.
So you're the friend of the students who is also a guider. Mm-hmm. You guide them through life, absolutely, through the life in school.
Just informal counseling, yeah. Whether it's, it can be issues with their parents or not getting along with their parents, having issues there, and you talk to them. It could be boyfriend, girlfriend. You get a lot of that. True love. Oh, I'm so in love. I'm in love. And then, he breaks up or whatever, and she's distraught. But you get a lot of that stuff. Especially with the officer acting, I got a ticket, what I need to do, when you look at the ticket, they're doing 95 down the interstate, as a juvenile, that's not good, especially when it comes to points on your license. But you get those things, and it's important that we listen to what they're saying, because a lot of them just want to be heard.
Yeah.
And then two, you tell them the truth. I say, you got a ticket doing 95. This is not good. It's probably not going to work out. You might get your license pulled or you got to go to court. So you got to be honest with them. It gets difficult when you're talking about child-parent relationship because I'm getting one side of the story. And, I don't know the parent, but ultimately, your parents in charge. I can't tell your parents how to raise you, but I can give them some, helpful hints on how to deal with those situations. So,
our phone number is 615-893-1450. Text us with your questions, and we'll be open for questions in the next segment, which is coming up in just a moment after we check the traffic and weather right here on WGNS.
FM 1019, FM 100.5, WGNSradio.com, the Good Neighbor Network.
At the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, we believe in more than just great deals. Every purchase you make helps Greenhouse Ministry serve over 70 families a day, offering hope and changing lives in our community. From name brand clothing to household items or even large appliances, you'll find everything you need at prices that will fit your budget. Plus, 100% of the proceeds go back to the ministry. Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop today across from the tall NHC building in downtown Murfreesboro, where shopping changes lives.
Are you tired of constantly spending money on sprays and other things to control mosquitoes around your home? If so, come by Holden Hardware and get the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators. When used properly, the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators will kill mosquitoes. Come by Holden Hardware on the square and get the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators. This year, make mosquito control easier and cheaper. Come by Holden Hardware on the square and get the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant. We really focus on value. They get value. They get more than what they pay for. They get a higher level service. They get higher level food at a price that is a lot more affordable. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give people the value, and again, that they were fulfilled both within their stomach and as well as their pockets. We want them to feel satisfied. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Lessons, we got that. Drums and every other instrument with strings or keys. Music World and Drummer's Den, the one-stop shop where you have everything that you might need. Ukuleles, violins, things that they're not expecting to find just everywhere they go. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
Music World and Drummer's Den. Out here in a couple of spots down through Millersville. That's been on and off this morning. 65 south there, approaching Bethel Road. It's heavy 24 westbound at Haywood Lane, Bell Road. All that traffic still trying to get in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Still slow go 65 northbound, where it connects with 840 there, coming up through Williamson County. Hey, Stein Dental Care in Nashville has over 350 wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care in Nashville, 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies for this afternoon with highs approaching 90. For tonight, clear, a low of 62, with lower 90s for highs Thursday. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Right now, it's 66.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Receive breaking news, sports scores, traffic, and weather bulletins on your cell phone. Sign up for text alerts at WGNSradio.com.
We are back. Want to say happy birthday to Cindy Brindley. Cindy Brindley is the winner of the Slick Pig Barbecue Delicious Banana Pudding. Happy birthday, Cindy. Also, congratulations to Vice Mayor Bill Shacklett. He's our WGNS Good Neighbor of the Day. Vice Mayor Shacklett, and the person who nominated him, said he's always being willing to listen to the community needs and being an advocate for the entire city. He receives flowers from Jenny Harrison and the whole family over there at Ryan Flowers and Gifts. That's where you need to go if you need to make somebody special know that they are special. Send them flowers or coffee or any of the good things at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Welcome back. We're talking this morning about our schools and the school resource officers, Sergeant Dustin Cox and Sergeant Acton with us. You were mentioning when we left about some of the things that kids are doing, dangerous driving on the interstate, 90 miles an hour, things of that sort. I'm just curious, do you find after talking with these youngsters, are they thinking they're playing one of the electronic games? Are they getting that confused in their mind? Is that maybe why there's some violence occasionally and things the teens do?
It's just so hard to tell. I know, Sergeant Acton, we don't want to sit here and make assumptions or accusations on why these kids, I don't know if it's comfortability, that they're just getting too comfortable and they think they are professional drivers. I don't know if they get these little hot rides, these little Acuras, Mitsubishis, and these Nissans that they put these mufflers on and they think they can go 115 on the interstate to be cool in front of the friends. That's a hard one to tackle. However, I think I look at it as a parent of a 19-year-old and then I got a 15-year-old, is it's my responsibility to make sure that I don't give them the keys of the vehicle if I don't feel like they're going to be able to make me proud or make me happy or make me feel safe that I know that I'm putting them into a vehicle, because that is the most dangerous thing that these kids need to learn, is texting and driving, playing your music on your phones as you're driving, being distracted is a big issue we have with teen drivers, is the distracted driving. Trying to explain to them that it only takes 5 seconds to look at your phone, to look back up and a deer runs out in front of you, a car pulls out, not paying attention as well. It's very important, and I try to tell my oldest one when she was driving, to my 15-year-old now who's learning how to drive, is 90% of the time it's not you that I worry about, it's everybody else around you. So unless you're aware of your surroundings, you're paying attention to everything while you drive, your job is trying to avoid collisions. So we did start a collision avoidance program years ago in the SRO division, and we have an SRO, Chad Dodson, at Las Casas that teaches a class on Friday nights. Friday nights is a class that he teaches kids about the responsibilities, the laws with the parents, and then Saturday he teaches them how to drive, kind of more of a collision avoidance, teaches them how to reverse, park a car. The SRO, he has a hand-picked group of people that goes out there with him, and they sit in the passenger seat, and they teach these kids how to drive, where to put your hands, why it's important to not text and drive. They put cones out. They teach you how to parallel park. So we do have programs out that can help any parent that they want their teen to go through. But I think, to answer your question, I think a lot of it is us parents, we have to be a little bit more concerned of what else is going around. You know, people now are brake checking everybody because they're getting in that causes road rage.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, I try to tell my kids and everybody else who calls me, says ignore it, because you never know what's in that vehicle. So just do your thing and move on.
I think just also when it comes to road rage, the sheer amount of traffic that we have now is just ungodly. It's a large amount, more people. Infrastructure here is, I think, is lacking a little bit. I think we need to improve on our infrastructure, especially with the roads. I mean, if you try to get from the sheriff's office to Las Casas, it's going to take 40 minutes, especially on an afternoon because of all of the traffic. I'm not an expert. I'm not claiming to be, but I would love to see a traffic study done here in Rutherford County to see, you know, how we could improve traffic. But these kids, they don't understand that. You know, they're just going. Mm-hmm. They, you know, and we got more people on the road. We got more people getting upset quicker, people cutting people off, things of that nature. And the inability to deal with somebody cutting you off without getting angry is small.
And I'll touch on that too. And what John says is correct, but it's the inability for these kids to know there's a reason why we have time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, I'm late to school, late to work. I have to be at my friends by a certain time. And I always say, well, what time did you leave? Well, I didn't leave until 8 o'clock. How long should it take you to get to school? 15 minutes. Well, you're late. So you need to really look at your time management. Maybe leave 20 minutes early so you don't hit that traffic. Allow yourself more time so you can be more careful when you drive. Trying to explain that to kids is very difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's time management is really what's the, I see these kids are flying through the school parking lot because they're running behind. Well, leave earlier. And if you're late because you overslept, what's more important, a tardy at school or harming yourself or somebody else while you're driving erratically to get to school? So it's a hard thing to teach these kids, and it's hard for them to listen to that.
Absolutely. Now, for people who are wanting their kids to take this class you're talking about, when is it and how do they find out more about it?
So absolutely. So his name is SRO Chad Dotson. And I'll give his email address out. So if you have any information, you can email SRO Dotson and he can get back with you. But it's Dotson, DODSONC at rcschools.net. Or you can reach him on his work email. It's C Dotson, DODSON at rcsotn.org.
Okay, Dodson C at rcschools.net. Mm-hmm. That's the school one.
That's the school one, and the other one is his work email. Yeah, you just reach out to him, email him, or you can, and honestly, you can do that, or your child can ask their SRO at their school, and their SRO can give him that information and could probably get his cell phone number so they can call and get him on the schedule, because he does it once a month.
And here's another one. This one is directed to you, Sergeant Sergeant Cox. People are wanting to know, are you going to be in the great race this year?
No, I will not be in the great race this year. Sergeant Culp usually does that.
I think it goes all the way to California this year.
It does.
Oh, this year's California.
I think so, yes, sir.
And, I'm not going in California, I'm going to tell you that. But
I'm not for sure where they start, but it ends up in Santa Monica, I believe, at the pier in Santa Monica.
End of Route 66.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, I know Sergeant Culp, he's the one who's he's really, really big into the great race here, and he participates for probably longer than I've been here since it started. So that's a Sergeant Culp. He takes that and he goes with it. We just leave him alone because he knows what he's doing.
Here's another question from a listener. This one says, I was driving down Northfield the other day. A school bus was letting off children on the opposite side of the road. Everybody was stopping. I didn't think we had to stop if the road was divided. What is the law?
We get that a lot. And I kind of am familiar with that. I don't know if you are, Sergeant Acton, but when I was over the crossing guards, that was the biggest issue. So the law states is if there is a median with a center block where you cannot cross the road that's protected, then you can proceed. If it is a median with grass that has no barrier, then you have to stop. So it's both lanes of travel has to stop if there's no barrier in the median.
Or if it's like a turning lane, you need to stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they have a center turning lane.
So if the bus was stopped at the point where you could turn across,
you need
to stop.
Absolutely.
But even if it is a grassy median between.
That's correct.
Okay. So be aware of those things. These are the things of the law that we need to know. They are not asking those, or are they? In the driver's testings,
from what I've gathered, talking to numerous kids that are taking these tests, how to say this on the radio is I don't agree with a lot of stuff they're testing for. I do know my 15-year-old had to take her permit test, and they were asking too much about drinking and driving fines and how long are you going to go to jail for. Well, that as a 15-year-old learning that, I don't want my 15-year-old learning that. My 15-year-old needs to learn what the driving is, not what DUI. But again, them questions you can get, and there's 500 questions, but they just take like 20 out of the 500 questions they can ask, and it's so random, you don't know which questions you're going to get.
I do think that the driver's ed programs in the school touch on that.
They do.
Where you need to stop, things of that nature. So I don't know if it's on the test or not, but I do know that they touch on it.
Yeah, and the driver's ed programs, they do.
I don't want us to run out of time. Let's get back to your golf tournament, the date on that, and tell us a little more about it. Can the public come and watch? Is this the kind of tournament people show up and just enjoy it?
Yeah, absolutely. This year it's an all day thing, so absolutely you can come. We do have a silent auction going on from the time we start golfing at 7:45 in the morning. The auction will end at 1:30. We have a bunch of auction items. I think last night I finally finished. We have up to 40 auction items that we can auction off, and it ranges from any type of power tools to Ryobi stuff. We got two Blackstone grills. I've got a nice George Strait signed guitar. Mm-hmm. It's going to be auctioned off this year. He also signed me a cowboy hat. I got a Shaquille O'Neal signed jersey this year donated to me. We have a lot of auction items that we will unload. So anybody from the community can show up, look at the auction items, bid on it, and knowing that 100% of the proceeds will be going back to the kids in our schools.
Now, when is it and where is it?
September 27th. The auction, it will be held at Old Fort Golf Course here in Murfreesboro. The auction will end approximately around 1:30. That's when the auction will end, and we'll finish up the lunch, and we'll get the second shotgun going about 1:45. But, yes, we will be out there. I mean, from 5:45 in the morning until probably dark time till we clean up. So we'll be there all day. So it's just, we got a lot going on.
And whether you're a player or whether you're just in the public, you can bid on the items in the auction.
Absolutely. And my I will send auction items to RPO, Lisa Marshall-Sony, and she'll put them on Facebook. So if anybody's interested, you can get on the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office Facebook and look at some of the items that's going to be auctioned off.
Now, although the tournament is totally packed, it's full right now of players, no more teams, but you still have a need for some sponsors.
Absolutely. We always look. I would never, turn down money that's given back to the kids. So we will always take donations, sponsorships. We've got a handful of big, some corporate sponsors that really partnered with us this year. Some of these have partnered with us the last 5 years in a row. I would like to thank Smyrna Ready Mix. They're phenomenal people to work with. I know that family. They do anything and everything they can for the community and the kids. This year we got a new corporate sponsor, Metal Max and Max Steel. They decided to get involved this year to give back. New corporate sponsor this year, Fairway Lawns. They actually reached out to me wanting to get involved to help. Phenomenal people to work with. The Covered Patio, know the owner there, great guy. The Covered Patio is always on board with what we do. And I got two big sponsors this year, which was phenomenal. Is Ford of Murfreesboro, kind of last week decided they wanted to partner with us and help out, give back. And Hyundai of Murfreesboro kind of reached out and wanted to join our team and the Sheriff's Department to give back to these kids. So, we're growing. This golf tournament is getting big. I would love to have 20 big corporate sponsors because I want this community to know that your money is going to something good, and it just feels good when you give back to kids.
And at the beginning of the program, you touched on what motivated you to get into doing this and helping the children. Explain that once again, because there may be a new person listening who says, my company would like to do that, but where does that money go?
Absolutely. So we when I came to this division, we had an old S Row who is not with us no more. Bill West started the Special Needs Rodeo, which we used to do the big rodeo around here, and did that. And I do have a special needs aunt she's phenomenal. Growing up, seeing what she had to deal with, and then I've got a special needs niece who goes to school every day, and it just touches that when people go on field trips, some people don't get to go. Mm-hmm. And I think when the rodeo came in my lab, I decided that it was just too much overhead. They were charging so much money before we could even make, and we wasn't making enough. Golf tournaments are something that I can do, I'm familiar with,
mm-hmm.
That I can make a lot of money doing this. So,
It goes to the kids.
Absolutely. And the sheriff and the captain said, run with it. It's my fifth year. And, but what we do is, this golf tournament, the funds raised, we do a special needs fun fair that Chad Dotson puts on. It's always in March, usually the Friday before spring break. We take every special needs kids out of the school to go on a field trip. And they go to the Agriculture Center in Murfreesboro. We have a petting zoo. We have inflatables, that games that they can play. We do a magic show. We have an old S Road, Chris Irwin. Well, Chris Slaughter, who does, Chris Vauder, sorry, does a magic show. He dresses up. Phenomenal. And the kids love it. Magic show in front of all the kids. They play games. They just hang out at the Agriculture Center, and they leave happy. So that's where the money's going. It's going to these kids that I think that needs to feel special because they are special.
Now, I know the Sheriff's Office has a lot of groups that have volunteers that work with senior citizens, the SCAM or SCAN.
Scan. Yes,
you can play with that and it gets bad.
Yes, yeah.
SCAN, S-C-A-N.
Yeah,
SCAN. Senior Citizens Awareness Network.
Yes.
Do you have anything that deals with students in school, helping the students.
Well, we actually, with this golf tournament, I work really close with the Alumni Association. We do have a sheriff's, and it's long, we have to abbreviate this, the Rutherford County Sheriff's Alumni Association, a group that takes care of the deputies. They do half my work for me about collecting the money, dealing with all the money stuff, being a 501c3. So they're there. They never miss a golf tournament. They're there to collect the money. They're there to help whatever I need. So yes, we do have programs at the Sheriff's Department that does help with the golf tournament. We got the cadets that we tell them to come out, help with the golf tournament while everybody else is having a good time playing. We couldn't do it without the hard work for everybody at the Sheriff's Department. And that goes from the top to the sheriff all the way down to detention officer to the alumni, the cadets, and most importantly, the community. The community is what allows us to give back to the kids.
Yeah, we also have a program at the start of the school year where, and correct me if I'm wrong, but where we take less fortunate kids shopping and buy them new clothes. And they get a certain amount of money to buy new clothes with. I'm not sure the total amount, but it's enough to get, you know, two or three pair of jeans and two or three shirts, maybe some shoes. And we work with Kohl's. They allow us to go in and shop with the kids and get them, you know, some school clothes.
So that's another,
really
works well together.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
And I will tell you one quick story before we move on, Bart, but I know, every money that we get with these programs that we do, it gives back. And this year we gave $350, I believe, to Kohl's. And we took high school kids shopping that can't afford clothes, whether it's shoes. I know last year, or a couple of years ago, we had a freshman that needed some clothes. And when we took him shopping, he tried on a suit and walked out with a suit. And we were like, why'd you get a suit for your money? You could have had anything. No, he actually made the football team at a school, and he didn't have a suit to wear on game Fridays. Oh. And he lit up because now he didn't have to worry about trying to find a suit for game. So when you see that and you see that kid walk out wearing his suit out, man, everything that you do, all the stress that I take on to do this golf tournament or whatever program we do, it's all worth it. Just seeing one person, it's all worth it. And the rest of it just makes you smile. You go home, and after this golf tournament, I'll tell you what, I'm going to sleep great for months because I know what I did was good. I was here for a reason, and I did this for a reason.
And that's not this Saturday, but the week after September 27th.
Absolutely. It's September 27th.
Old Fort Park.
Yep. Old Fort Golf Course is what it's at. It's on the Old Fort Park. Yeah.
Okay. Head over there and make it a point to be there. And still, they need sponsors.
We still need any sponsors. Kind. Any kind of sponsors, I'll accept it. Donations, we'll accept it. And real quick, email is dcox@rcsotn.org.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, hi, and hello there.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett.
Fun lovers and truth seekers.
Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS AM FM online.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We now have good treatments for vision with cataract surgery, so now you can see well near, intermediate, and far distances without glasses.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
What we can do, not only to make you see younger, but help you to look younger and get rid of sun damage and other problems to our skin.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, neighbor, when you talk, others listen. If it's on Good Neighbor Talk, keep it here. WTNS, AM, FM, online.
We are back again. The final segment of our broadcast this morning. We've really covered some very important information from the School Resource Officers Program at Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. Sergeant Cox is with us, and Sergeant Acton, thank you so much, not only for being with us, but for doing all that you do for the community and helping our kids learn how to be a better member of our society. That's really what you're doing.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you, Bart. I appreciate that.
And I would just like to let the Rutherford County community know that we have highly dedicated SROs in the schools that are protecting our kids and taking an interest in the kids and trying to provide, you know, a good positive role model for them. And also, if they have questions or something that's going on at school, talk to the SROs, talk to the administrators. If their kids are having problems, give the SRO a call and let the SRO talk with the kid. It may be something he can help, you know, with, or he can get them in a direction where they can get the help they need for whatever the issue may be. So, but we have a great SRO program. Our officers are great. Our first responders in the Sheriff's Department, police departments across the county are great. All the firemen and EMS, they do a great job. And I just want to give them a shout out and let the community know that we have a good first responder system here in this county, and good officers that are dedicated to what they're doing and protecting the community.
And thank you to Truman Jones for getting it started.
Absolutely.
One of the first in the state, weren't we?
Yeah, we were the first in the state.
We were the first.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. And 2 years ago, we celebrated 30 years, maybe?
Years ago.
In 2023, that was our 30th year.
Yep.
So we've gone from five officers to 86 altogether, something like that now. So
you're keeping up with the population.
Yes. So it's worked out very well. And we give Sheriff Truman Jones all the credit in the world. And Sheriff Fitzhugh has done a great job in making sure that we grow and have our support. So we appreciate him as well.
Absolutely.
Sergeant Cox and Sergeant Acton from the School Resource Officers Program with us this morning. Hey, have a super rest of the day.